Thank you, David. This part of Chatterbox is read by Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. And this week we welcome a new reader, Nicola Holmes of Norwich. Hello, and we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox. On part one, in addition to the news, we have letters from the Evening News and a feature about a valued member of the Norwich Chain Gang. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this past week. In this part, a promise of a new registration scheme in the private housing sector. Eaton Park Cafe reopens with a new team, and a comedy fundraising ball is planned for next month for a Norfolk charity. But to begin, a colourful makeover for the Norwich Lanes is announced.
A colourful collage of Norwich Lanes and city landmarks has been revealed as the first work of art in a project aiming to boost cultural tourism and decorate our fine city. It's part of a special scheme being led by Norwich BID, Business Improvement District, to brighten up blank walls and celebrate Norwich as a city of stories. The painting, designed by Norwich University of the Arts graduate Poppy Cole and installed by Galston-based 3D Creations, was unveiled on one of the walls of the Pym & Co building in Burr Street. Now, Norwich BID is encouraging more artists to submit designs and asking for other organisations and landlords to offer up walls as canvases. Stefan Gurney, Norwich BID Executive Director, said the idea came from seeing areas of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia in America reinvigorated by street art, and that there were already three more areas of Norwich earmarked as mural sites: at Hatch Brenner in Rampant Horse Street, at Virgin Money at the back of the Inns, and between Tesco and Evans at the bottom of Rampant Horse Street. He said anybody from individual artists to classes at school could submit designs for the new locations.
People living in Norwich's 14,000 privately rented homes have been promised a new registration scheme for landlords and will raise housing standards. Norwich City Council has launched a new accreditation scheme, which officers say will mean better regulation in the private housing sector. City Hall officers say the PRS Norwich scheme will recognise landlords who provide homes of a good standard and help the council target those who do not. Landlords and agents can register individual properties in the scheme for a nominal fee or apply to become an approved organisation. Providing they meet the standard required, they will be able to register all their eligible properties at no cost. Martin & Co Norwich is the first organisation to be officially approved under the scheme, with further applications already pending from a number of reputable landlords and agents involved in the scheme's development. A further rollout is already planned for a National Landlord Association conference taking place at City Hall next month, and anyone who is renting or looking to rent in Norwich will soon be able to check whether a property is registered with the scheme on the council's website.
We're just loving the park life. That's the message from the new tenants at a popular city cafe which has just reopened. There were more than 150 expressions of interest after the Eaton Park Cafe closed its doors last year when the lease expired. The team who run the Bicycle Shop Cafe in St Benedict Street won the race to take over the venue, based in the park's rotunda, and say it's been a case of full speed ahead since they opened. David Potter, who manages the venue, said, "It's going beautifully. I think we've hit the ground running and it's been ferociously busy." Mr. Potter said he was proud of the feedback that had been given since they had opened a few weeks ago following a makeover. He said, "We feel very honoured to be given this opportunity in such a beautiful space." With Park Run and Junior Park Run taking place at the park, as well as Crazy Golf and the Miniature Railway, there is much to bring people to the area, something from which the cafe has benefited. Mr. Potter said, "If the last 2 weeks are anything to go by, I think it's going to be a very boisterous and busy summer." The cafe shut last October, causing concern in the local community over its future.
A Norfolk charity that supports children who have suffered a bereavement will be holding a comedy fundraising ball next month. Steve Hewlett, a ventriloquist who appeared on ITV's Britain's Got Talent show, will be one of the star attractions at the event in aid of Nelson's journey. As well as comedy from the talent show star, together with his comic sidekick, Arthur Lager, There will also be music and dance courtesy of the Helen Ashton Band. Tickets for the event, which takes place at Sproston Manor on Friday, May the 6th from 7:30 p.m, are £50 each and also include a drinks reception and a three-course meal.